At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Buonasera, everybody. Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast Channel on this special Azzurri edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. It's Fabio. It's Steve. Well, Italy is almost set. It's going to be a playoff possibly to get in, and we got a game to talk about, and a game to preview. Man, and there's so much going on, especially with our Milan players. They're dropping like flies around the globe, baby. Oh, God damn it. I hate international break. And who could Italy potentially face in that playoff round coming up? All this tonight, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already and you're here and you found us and maybe this is your first time listening to the Milan Weekly Podcast, please do us a favor. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you're up to date with all the times we're going live and dropping videos. Please smash the like button, leave a comment, and find us on all your audio platforms, Spotify, Apple, everything. And if you want to help support the channel, become a Patreon member like these wonderful folk. Ladies and gentlemen, Fabio and Steve, the heavyweight champions of the world, and we are here tonight. Steve, are you ready?
Andiamo Azzurri!
Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast. Buonasera, everybody. Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel, where we talk all things Milan. No BS, but tonight we're going to have a little Azzurri love. We're going to talk about Italy. We're going to talk about Milan's players who are all abroad with their international squads, and there's a lot of news coming out. I'm Fabio. Of course, you know Stevie P. Steve, how are you feeling tonight?
Guys, it's Azzurri time, guys. You know I love them. You know I love Milan, but I really love the Azzurri as well. Guys, you see everything in the background, guys. Since 1990, I've been watching this team, guys. 1990, okay? The first time I ever watched Italy play live in the motherland, with my parents. Guys, this is something that it's sad to say, but my kids have never seen Italy in the World Cup. So for me, this is a big one. On home soil, in America, in Mexico, in Canada. Guys, this is big. I am jacked for tomorrow's game. Let's go, Forza Azzurri.
Gonna be a big game tomorrow, but we had a big game today. It's a game that for some reason still left you angry. No, Steve, you didn't feel confident in 100% of what you've seen. Let's kind of go through it. We defeat Estonia 1-3. Thank God we were able to score early, at least kind of dominate the game like we thought we were going to after an early goal with Moise Kean. But then he gets hurt pretty early in, and things start to change. What were your thoughts on the first half?
So the first half, I think Italy really linked up well. You know, they started off well with Kean. That's what we wanted to see. We wanted to see them start off fast, get a lead, and build on that lead. And why I'm angry about this performance is because it could have been so much better. And it's hard just to stick with the first half. There's just so much that went on as we talk about this game that really puts us in a bad spot, right? So goal differential, looking up at Norway and Holland, he's going to finish the qualifiers with 400 goals, it seems like it. Norway is going to be plus 900. So we're looking at yet again what Italy does to us best. You know, Italy, the FIGC, has serious stocks in cholesterol and blood pressure medication with Big Pharma because this is what they do to their Italian fans. We're looking at a playoff, but we have a big game against Israel that we need to take care of first. And from the first half, I thought that they were linking up well. I think, you know, bringing in the youngster to replace Kean was a good call by Gattuso. I still feel like he needs to inject something in that midfield. You know, Barella and Tonali, yes, against Estonia, they were managing it very well. We didn't really have a lot of chances against us. I feel like we could have capitalized more. on this game and made the result look a little bit nicer than 3-1.
Well, you know, from what I saw too, also, I hear what you're saying. 3-1, it probably could have been more because we have a couple of early chances. One by Retegi, who at least causes a save. I mean, again, it's not a great shot. And then Retegi gets a penalty. And I don't know, what are we going to say about this penalty, Steve? Do you think it was just unlucky or a little unforgivable? What are your thoughts on Retegi missing the penalty?
For me, that's a penalty shot taken from someone who's playing in the Saudi Arabia League. I think he thinks he's on vacation, but it's not. Once you put on that blue shirt, you're not on vacation anymore. And if you're going to be the penalty shot taker, which, you know, he did pick that ball up and he did shoot that ball, and he did take charge of it. Like, I understand you're going to miss some PKs, but that's a crucial point in a game that's not played against Estonia. That changes the balance of the game, and it's something that needs to be addressed with this team. We need to have someone who has the testicular fortitude to pick up the ball
and
take that ball and bury it, right? Yes, we had Jorginho for a period of time with a stupid skip. That's long gone, guys. That's long gone. We went through, again, mini heart attacks in the Euro 2020 when he missed when he was supposed to score. You know, missed again in other qualifiers. We're long gone there, right? Yeah. So someone on this team, now, if he gets that PK, does Keane pick up the ball and take the shot? And if he's not injured, I don't know, right? But we've always had someone historically with Italy. And again, this is not to say that we have that same type of talent, but we need someone to take the bull by the horn, right? You know, traditionally, Del Piero, Totti, you know, Baggio, Pirlo, De Rossi, these were guys who, you know, they wanted the ball, they picked up the ball, they put it on the spot, and they buried it home. I don't think right now Italy has that person who has that testicular fortitude to take that ball and to do what has to be done and get the job done when you're not playing Estonia. Because if we're playing Spain and we're up 1-0 and we get a PK, guys, and we miss that PK, I will bet you my right ball, that game will change dramatically in the next 10 to 15 minutes.
I see. Well, listen, I don't want to get too much on Retegi because, again, it's a penalty miss. It's a bad form. He just hits it too softly, and it's too slow of the whole buildup for my liking. But he does able to at least score one pretty soon after. With a great pass by Orsolini. So, again, finds his way on the score sheet. Could it have been more? Sure. And then Spinazzola has a great cross, which the young kid from Inter ends up scoring.
Pippo Esposito.
Esposito, yeah. So, I mean, again, all 3-0, they were cruising at that point. But then Donnarumma gives a gift at the end, which I don't understand. I mean, Fumbalaya on the line, and the striker's right there. And, I mean, thank God, there's a lot of errors. Retegi's error, Donnarumma's error. Listen, you're lucky that it doesn't cost us the game, but don't you dare do that on Tuesday when we need you. We need to be, like, again, you can afford a few stupid mistakes here or there when you're winning 3-0. But what are your thoughts on Donnarumma's fumble?
Again, Donnarumma, I'm not going to hide the fact that I am a Donnarumma fan. I've always been a Donnarumma fan. I think he's a tremendous shot stopper. That's uncharacteristic mistake from Donnarumma. I would have thought maybe that mistake would have been someone passing the ball back to Donnarumma and him having to play it with his feet. Never would I have thought that it would have been on a cross, which was an easy cross, uncontested cross. And, you know, he kind of double clutches it and it falls on the floor. For me, what I got from that, and right away, I turned to my son and I said, better now against Estonia than in a World Cup qualifier playoff or World Cup game, right? So
yeah.
I'd rather he gets that out of his system now we cannot be having that, right? So the glove company is going to have some calls. His goalie glove company is going to have some calls because he's surely going to blame it on the goal club, the goal glove company that he uses. But again, Donnarumma really had not much to do in this game. And, you know, he needs to be focused for the 95 minutes that we have to play. We can't have those errors against Israel. We saw the telenovela game that we played against Israel the last time. We cannot have that type of game tomorrow. We need a clinical game. We need something that's Italian-based and get the 3 points and let's get the hell out of here and let's go into this playoff and get this job done. I want Italy in this godforsaken 2026 World Cup. 48 teams, Fabio. I cannot tell you how much it's going to really piss me off. Really piss me off if we can't make it again. This is going to have to cause some kind of earth-shattering earthquake at FIGC because we are Italy. We are four-time World Cup champions and can't qualify for the World Cup. With a talent pool that, yes, is it from 20 years ago? No. But these players are not bad players. It's just we need to start developing more players.
So let's talk Gattuso. Obviously, with the big game going on tomorrow, let's kind of talk about that for a second. So what kind of lineup do you see? Obviously, Bastoni's not there, but who's replacing him? Do you want to see any? Obviously, Keane. Is he going to be healthy? I mean, leaving after 15 minutes, probably not going to be available tomorrow. So who is it going to be Esposito out there with him?
I would think that if Gattuso understands the magnitude of this game, the formation will need to change. Not having Bastoni back there, you know, and taking a dumb yellow card for absolutely no reason in a game that we just didn't need that. We're going to need to shore things up in the midfield. I think he either introduces another defender, one to replace Bastoni, or another additional one, and really play Italian style soccer, guys. This is what we do, guys. Whether you like to believe it or not, Italy is Catenaccio, guys. This is what we do. We defend, guys, and when we defend well, it's as a unit, right? We don't have the individual talent anymore. We don't have the Cannavaro, the Maldini, the Nestas. We don't have those guys anymore. So what Italy needs to do is play Italian soccer. Control the pace of the game. Do not get into a shootout. Mind you, the last telenovela against Israel became a shootout because we decided we were going to score in our own net. Let's try not to do that tomorrow. And I think he either introduces a new defender, so a back four, or he introduces another midfield and he really clogs up the midfield, guys, and we go 3-5-2. I don't know if he's going to trust the youngster tomorrow from the start. I'm not 100% sure that's going to happen. I think he's going to live with Raspadori Retighi for tomorrow. And maybe introduce the youngster, who is a huge body. Again, I'm a fan. I like that type of style striker. Yes, he's Interista. But for me, guys, once they put on the blue shirt, I forget about the clubs. And I want them to succeed, right? So I would look at maybe a 3-5-2 or even a 4-4-2. He's going to need to find something to control the pace of this game at home, which will have, guys, whether we like it or not, and I'm not going to get into it here, Fabio, but it will have extracurricular stuff happening outside the stadium, guys, whether we like it or not, that these guys are going to need to be sheltered. I think this is probably one of the most important pre-games that Italy is going to have in the longest time, in a long time in their history.
Well, guys, this is what we're kind of kicking to you now, everybody in the chat and the audience watching. Do you think Italy's going to take care of business against Israel tomorrow? And who do you want to see Gattuso go with in his starting lineup? Obviously, with injuries and suspensions, you need to find alternatives. Are we going to see Gabbia out there, Gio's number one player. Is Gabbia going to get the call? I don't know. They have Mancini there too, could be picked. Who knows? But, you know, I hope Gattuso just make it a good game. Go out there, go balls to the wall. We need to win the game anyway. We need to get into the form that when they go out there, they need to, possible pitch invader. Yeah, that happens all the time. But Italy needs to be able to go out there and at least put a stamp on the fact that they're going in the playoff spot, no matter who it is that they're going to make their way. And I don't know. I like Gattuso. I think he's bringing the right thing. You know, yes, we only lost one game and we could be missing out 100%. But actually, you'll lose two games because there's going to be one valuable game still to come that's in your hands. That for these players with this pride, with this history of this country, need to kind of rise to that level. I think Gattuso's the right guy to maybe galvanize them up at least a little more to get to the World Cup, and we'll see what happens there. So let's get to our team now. Obviously, you know, we love Italy, but we got to talk Milan. Now, there's a lot of international players all around the country, all around the world. And, of course, here at home, for me, I had a little battle of the worlds. We had Ecuador versus USA. So that's already a house divided. I'm pulling for Pulisic. My wife is pulling for Estupiñán. But Estupiñán ends up getting an injury. We'll see what happens. Maybe he'll be fit to play the Mexico game. Maybe not. That's never good. But then Salamanca is supposed to possibly miss the next game. Now, potentially out for weeks, if not a whole month. Rabiot was sent home saying there was some sort of calf injury, but Deschamps is supposedly saying it was just a precaution, which is good because we need Rabiot. Rabiot is not a player we can afford to take an injury. And then, worst of all, I'm not even going to mention Pulisic because he got in the game. Nothing's wrong with Pulisic. But Leão got sent home from Portugal. He's not going to play against Hungary. And just basically saying he didn't look up to shape to be there. So, Steve, with all these injuries, what do you, again, I know you love international break as much as I do. What are your thoughts with all these injuries compiling up and possibly having to deal without Salamakis now and Leão? And what's your thoughts?
I think we're seeing something, and it's funny. The NFL was in London this past weekend, and I think their London series, the NFL, ends next week. Fabio, I think, you know, and we're seeing it in the NFL too, right? Like the injuries are just coming one after the other after the other, and they're soft tissue injuries, right? You know, Bosa, I can tell you from the Niners, Bosa, knee. Malik Nabers, knee. You know, yesterday, okay, Fred Warner just walking, rolls and dislocates his ankle, you know? That's on the football side, and that's 18 games. You know, 17 or 18 games of pure physical brutality for an hour and a half, 2 hours, right? But it's happening at the other football as well. And it's not because of the physical brutality. It's because of the complete and utter insanity of a workload. Now, I understand the people that look at this and say, well, Steve, these guys are getting paid millions of dollars and they're playing the game that they love. You know, if they had to wake up at 6 a.m. And go to work every morning like me, you, and Fabio, you know, would they have, you know, would they love their life? And I get that. But I don't work 365 days a year, right? These guys here, it's 365 days a year almost now. We're going to the 2 weeks in August when they decide that they're going to go to Ibiza, or they select one random island in Cagliari or Sardinia where they're going to party for about 2 weeks. But everything else, if you want to be at the top level of your game, you're going to need to train, right? So I think it's just too much football for them. I think the body at a certain point, because they're revving at 100 every single day for every single practice and game. I'm sorry there. I love watching international football, but they're going to need to do some kind of reform to slow the pace down. The Nations League doesn't have to happen every year. There doesn't have to be 13,000 friendlies, right? Like, okay, yeah. I'm really happy that Mexico, US, and Canada made it to the World Cup because they're host nations. But Wednesday, Estupinante, if you're hurt, doesn't have to play this friendly against Mexico. Send him home. You understand? Pulisic has a swollen ankle. Right? He has a swollen ankle. That's from some sort of injury. Do I need him to play 15 minutes, roll his ankle, and then I miss him? With if I'm Milan, I miss him after for a month, because that's what's happening with Salchicha Maker. He went to Belgium. Yes, okay, they're qualifying. It's a different story. I get that. But Pulisic doesn't need to take that flight to America, right? We had Tim Howard destroy him about not wanting to play the Gold Cup. Brother, at a certain point, enough is enough. The body needs to rest. And I'm surprised by these guys who've played at such a high level that they don't think the same thing, and they just think, let's play, let's play, let's play, let's play.
It is crazy when you think how much they have to play. You know, so these guys, you think they're just playing like almost 40 in their domestic league, right? And then they go and then they play all these games in the middle, and it doesn't stop. And then they're training and practicing. They really only have like 2-3 weeks off the whole year. Just imagine how much regular people
and this having year
destroy your body. And this year, you're not even going to get it. And if you come back 2 weeks late, oh, well, now you're trailing on your club and you have to catch up and you might lose your spot. Even more reason not to miss time. Again, it's not, we don't want to make it like woe is them. They're making all this money playing a sport, doing everything that they love. But it's hard work, and your body can only take so much. So I understand. And that's why I always say, I know everybody thinks it's a joke. I don't care. Sit every Milan player. You don't want to call him up? Oh, Tomori, disrespected. He didn't get called up by England. Good. Good. Keep not calling him up. So if he gets hurt, he gets hurt at Milanello or on the pitch for us, not for England, not going to these stupid countries and pulling your leg. Like, no. I don't care.
Think about this, Fab. Think about someone who plays on Chelsea or PSG. And, okay, let's take Donnarumma as an example.
Yeah.
Donnarumma went to the final, played a full French league season. Okay. Not the most demanding. Let's be fair, right? Fair. No offense to the French league, but not the most demanding. What did they win the league by? 40 points? We don't know, right? I'm exaggerating here.
But they won it comfortably.
Then played all the Champions Leagues. Up until the final, right? Won the Champions League. Yeah. Then played the Club World Cup in the summer.
In insane heat over here in the States.
Then got transferred to Manchester City, plays in England where they don't stop. They don't even stop for Bambino Gesù at Christmas time. Okay? They don't even stop. They're not going to stop. Playing all the qualifiers. If he makes the World Cup, he will play through the summer once again.
When is he having a break then? Never. Exactly. After the World Cup is over, and then he'll have to wait 2 weeks and then have to hurry back to
school. And then the internet, Fab, you know what the internet is going to say. Yeah, but bro, he's a goaler, bro. He's a goal. He doesn't run. He doesn't do nothing.
That's
a good right? That's what I was going to say, right?
I mean, of all the positions, you know, it's not like he's a midfielder who's making, you know, 160 miles every game, whatever. But, I mean, when you look at these players, obviously, I feel like I don't know what to think about Leao's situation. Our friend Tim Barone, he's very harsh on Leao. And he thinks that he's trying to read into that Roberto Martinez sent him home because maybe the kid is just not up to snuff. Whatever the hell that means, I don't really know. I just think that Leao was probably trying to rush back early and just hasn't still gotten healthy enough. So when you're supposed to be off your ankle, you're probably not physically training as hard as you should. So it's probably not getting you to a level that, say, a coach who only sees you once every month, once every 2 months, is going to really give you the benefit of the doubt. What are your thoughts on Leao?
Again, I don't know. If Milan was trying to rush back Leao, I think that would have been a mistake there, because the type of game that he plays, he needs to be an athlete. If he's not fit or in form, you're already not getting
the best.
The most, you're not getting the best out of him, right? No. You need him at top speed. He has to be 110% fit for him to be dynamic enough, athletic enough to create certain chances and be game ready, which we saw against Juve. He was not game ready for him to make an impact on the game. So Portugal has a plethora of talent. Roberto Martinez sees this and is going to say, I don't need to risk you and go back to Milanello because you're not fit. Now, once we receive him back, from what I read today, he was training apart, right? So once you're training apart, are you still injured? Or you need to be game ready, right? It's a different type of training. I'm not at Milanello. I wish to one day retire there and be there. But right now, I can't tell you what that means. But for me, that means you're not fit enough or you're injured. So we got to get that resolved, because losing Salchicha Maker, as much as if you would have told me 4 years ago, 5 years ago, Steve, you're going to be on this podcast October 13th, 2025, and say Alexis Salamaker is probably one of the most important players at Milan in the 2025-2026 season, I would get hit by lightning. And I'm going to say it. He's probably one of the most important players at Milan right now because of the work ethic and how dynamic and jolly, he's almost a jolly in that midfield for what he wants him to do.
That's a good question, though. Like, who is the most valuable member of the Milan team right now? If you had to give an idea, who is the most valuable to you right now, 6 weeks in? I feel like if you ask a different person, you get a different answer, because there's a lot of valuable answers right now to what's keeping this team rolling.
Yeah. Well, if you ask the internet and a lot of Americans, they will jump on the Chris Pulisic. And I would not be able to argue that. As a true football, like I like old school football purist, at 40 years old, the golden ball, little mini Croatian maestro, is the most important player on this team.
See, some would say not only, yes, he looked good in the first game too, but as soon as Rabiot slotted in next to him, seemed to make the team kind of gel perfectly. A player that knows exactly how the coach wants to play and plays, comes in and fits in seamlessly. So to me, I think Rabiot could be in there. I think you could say Mike is always in the conversation. The problem is the person that everybody would sit back and say 100% is the one guy. One, he's not healthy enough. But when he had his moments so far in this early season, hasn't come through. So, I don't know, Leao. But I ask everybody in the chat, of all these people who are currently hurt, do you think who is the biggest loss? Is it Salamakis, the way he's been playing? Pulisic obviously having a little bit of injury. We have Estupian, hasn't been the greatest so far this season. And obviously these questions with Leao. So who is the most important? Who is the most worrisome to you guys? Leave the comments in the chat. All right, Steve, let's get to the part of, right, we have this playoff. The playoff is very important, right? Yeah, look, Frank given. Is this in order, Frank? Gabia number one? This guy's
Christ, the whole fucking team you put, Christ. Just put AC Milan at that point. We asked you for one goddamn person, Frank, not the whole fucking team.
All right, so this is potentially, if we handle our business tomorrow, what we're looking at percentage-wise at the moment. Again, this is from an IFTV post. DiMarzo was putting this up there. So Sweden and Moldova, obviously the highest averages. Sweden, we have a history with. North Macedonia is right there. Northern Ireland, Romania, San Marino, Wales, and the last team we need to see, Germany, because that would be the most, oh, Madonna, I would hate to see that. But most likely, and this comes from this post also from Twitter, Italy most likely going to the playoffs, they're going to face either They could face either Sweden or North Macedonia, which are the two teams that knocked us out of the previous two World Cup campaigns. So this is big time, Steve. So I got to ask you here, man. So you saw the list of teams there. You got Ireland, Moldova. But do you want a team like that? Do you want a Wales? Would you want, God forbid we get Germany, God forbid. But do you want one of those teams that you think Italy hopefully can dominate the game, make it in an easy way through? Or are you like me, buddy? I want revenge. I want sweet, sweet revenge. I'll take Sweden, but I really want North Macedonia. They did it at Palermo, Steve. Palermo, where my family's from. They got to go down. I hope they get picked. I'm sorry, Andon. I apologize now. But I hope it's North Macedonia, and I hope we defeat them. That's what I'm going with. Do you care? Or you have any thoughts about who maybe we could get?
Honestly, with the suffering that I've gone through the past couple of years, not seeing Italy in the World Cup, to be quite frank and honest with everybody, I don't give a flying fuck who we play. I want them to really play like Italy. I will take extra cholesterol and blood pressure medicine during that match. I will make sure that I watch it. I watch almost every Italy game that I can. I want them to make the World Cup. Italy needs to be in the World Cup 2026 for how important it is because of where it is. Mexico, US, and Canada. It's something that will turn the heads of multiple people, number one, for Serie A and Azzurri soccer. Give exposure. 1994 was the last time that it was in North America. And we know how that ended. It ended with the poster that I have behind me. Right? So, for me, it's payback time. I need to have Italy back in here, back in North America, back where we can go watch them. We went together, Fabio. We went to a friendly. And the atmosphere in that Red Bull Stadium in New Jersey was electric. It was actually one of the most emotional times that I've had with my son. And he didn't understand why it was so emotional. Because I never had the chance to do that with my father. So having him understand what it means to have Italy in the World Cup is very important. That's number one. Number two, this is goddamn Italy, four-time World Cup champion. We have delayed the development of such young players for so long. Barella has never gone to a World Cup. Bastoni has never gone to a World Cup. You understand? Di Marco. These guys here should have been at World Cups before to get ready for 2026 and have experience what it is to be at a World Cup where you may or may not be a favorite, right? Yeah, Donnarumma, but we'll say the Euro kind of made up for that, right? So
true.
But yeah, now you're getting the Pipo Espositos. You're getting the Camardas. Guys, Camarda needs to be on this team. Pipo Esposito will be on this team, but it's not enough. Camarda needs to be on this team for two reasons. One, to just understand what it means to be a professional away from your club in the true mecca of football, which is the World Cup. In the States, it would be an experience for him. R9, you know, you've seen him be on the benches of certain Brazil teams where, wow, he won. He was actually there. You didn't know he was there. But they were grooming him for greatness, right? Yeah. And it's because of things like that. This is why it's so important that Italy takes care of business and let's get to the World Cup. Am I saying we're going to win it? Absolutely not. But we all know that if Italy makes it into the World Cup, and Italy gets out of the group stage, we're getting on, boy. Everybody starts to shake. all of the United States of America, Canada, and Mexico will start to shake because we have that fucking horseshoe. We have it. We have that horseshoe to make a run. And if we make a run and play Italian style football the way it's meant to play, not this fucking tiki-taka bullshit from the back. It's fucking defend, 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 and fucking score. We're going to put star number 5 on this jersey. Let's fucking go.
See, I love it. See, I love it when we get Stevie riled up and bring in the positivity to hopefully, again, there's been a lot of dark days in the past, you know, especially when you talk about being with your family members are getting older. You know, how many more years are they going to do this? You know, it would take a monumental collapse again to not see a World Cup, no matter who we get drawn with. It's Italy. None of the choices that could possibly come up have the reputation like them. So they should be favorites to make it through. And, you know, I hope for my father's sake and every one of my older family members who love calcio that they do the right thing and play well. And Gattuso wills this team. I don't know about winning the whole thing. I'm not going to go that far. All right. I'm not getting on that Fanta bus just yet. But just play well. Keep the team going. It seems like we've learned how to score goals, which is wonderful. So, guys, everybody in the chat, we appreciate you all being here. We haven't mentioned it yet, and that's my bad. But let's mention the fact that we have a little contest going on, and it's based on the Super Chats. We haven't got any Super Chats tonight, but we're sitting pretty close to where we need to be. We're at 217 so far. We said 250. We get to 250. And we're gonna give a little costume show in 2 weeks. If we get to 500, top three people will find themselves getting a wonderful vintage pitch shirt. So if you have any Super Chats, fill them in here. We'll get to them before we get to the end of the show. Stevie, we got a few minutes here. We're getting into extra time already. So let's go with you, Steve. What do you want to see tomorrow? Let's kind of give final thoughts on what you're going to see tomorrow against Israel.
Said it in the beginning, repeat it again for the Presidente to clip it out. I want a hard-nosed Italy controlling the midfield, controlling the pace of the game, dictating the pace of the game. We control. We are at home. We make sure that we get the result that we want, and that's 3 points, and off to the playoffs we go. Let's go. Forza Azzurri. Let's go.
Facebook, Frank, you are the man coming through. Steve tugging at my heartstrings by getting emotional with his son. I feel your pain, brother. Well said, my friend. And that's what calcio is. That's what the love of football is, especially with family members. Bonds you, and you have these moments that you're always going to remember. Gio will tell you, he went to the World Cup final with his father. It changed his world, blew up his mind. Listen, I would just say tomorrow's really important. I think they're going to have enough to take care of Israel. If they shit the bed, it will be, I don't know. Are they in jeopardy even if they lose tomorrow of not making the playoff?
We're not even calculating scoreboard watching. This is a 3 points and let's move on. 3 points. Let's move on. Wrap it up.
Fair enough. Fair enough. That's where it's got to be. I'm looking at the table now. Yeah. Don't fuck with us, man. We need these 3 points. Let's not make it any worse. Okay, so Steve, any other, let's get into the final thing. Let me give a little news on my end here. We got a new club conversation coming this week with Milan Club Boston. So stay tuned live on the channel. Make sure if you haven't already subscribed to that. Hopefully we're going to keep doing more shows before we get to that October 27th show. Steve, do you have any idea? Have you begun the thought process of what you could be dressing as for that special show? We're muted.
Honestly, my mind is full of imagination, guys. And it's because of, you know, it's because of one small thing. Thinking of this costume, I'm getting tons of ideas. I'm doing a fantastic, guys, collaboration with Il Pranzetto Pizza Mobile and Vintage Pitch, guys. It's fantastic stuff, okay? And I might be a pizzaiolo for Halloween. We don't know. But it's a great contest, guys. You got to check out at Vintage Pitch on Instagram, guys. Make sure that you join. It's a $75 gift certificate to your next pizza event and a fantastic Vintage Pitch T-shirt of your choice. Guys, you follow me. Follow Pizzeria Il Pranzetto Pizza Mobile and start tagging your friends. Share it to your stories. Guys, it's fantastic stuff. Local here in Montreal. Will I be a pizzaiolo for Halloween? Who knows? Will I be a pizza for Halloween? Who knows?
Yeah, that's a nice will big I be slice.
Sophia from the Golden Girls? Who knows?
Oh, man. Well, keep watching and subscribe to the Milan Weekly Podcast so we can get this Super Chat goal happening. We're pretty close. We're already at 224. Only another $26, and we will hit that mark. But let's keep it going, baby. Let's keep it going. Everybody, thank you all for watching tonight. We got a big game coming up this week at Milan Fiorentina. So make sure you stay tuned. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. Steve, ovunque and sempre.
Forza Milan, Forza Azzurri.
Peace out, everybody. Good night.